start you there, the two of it, Rabbi Yisrael Friedman.
The Baalei Mitzvah used to say that in Chodesh Elul, even the fish in the water are sittering from pachad from the Yom Adin. And we just said now, in the first day of Slichas, Zoichalim v'royadim miyoim boyecho. Everybody is trembling miyoim boyecho from the coming of the Yom Adin. And this is how in previous generations people would prepare themselves for Rosh Hashanah with a gewaldige pachad in a gewaldige yira. And I thought to myself that this year Yidden are also preparing themselves for Rosh Hashanah with a gewaldige pachad in a gewaldige moira. When one thinks back everything which has happened over the course of the last year, since October the 7th, all the terrible, terrible harigas and shechitas, and the thousands of missiles which has been launched against Eretz Yisrael, and the matzav and the anti-Semitism in the world, bechlal, and Yidden are very worried and very concerned, and it's coming up to Rosh Hashanah, and we have to daven to Hashem for Gittur, and we're coming with all this at the not the back of our minds, not the front of our minds, and Yidden are genuinely worried and concerned what's going to be. So Lachoira, one could say, it's a gewaldige hachuna for Yomin Eruim, that we are all on this madrega of we are tittering from the Yom Adin. But this actually is not the correct hashkofa. When we speak about having a pachad and a moira from the Yom Adin, we don't mean that Yidden should be approaching Rosh Hashanah with a trauma. They should be approaching Rosh Hashanah in a panic from all the terrible things which have taken place over the past year. Unfortunately, it's Mekin Gvon de Pusik, and we line it now in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Hazini, Mechitz Teshakel Cherev Emechadurim Eima, that the sword is outside and inside, and even inside is Mechadurim Eima. People don't know what's going to take place. And Rosh Hashanah, we say in the davening, and it's got this year, it's got an added significance for us. Va'al hamedinos bo ye'uma, eizoy lacherev, ve'eizoy lashulaim. So lachoira, we need to understand, is this not the correct way to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah, thinking about the terrible matzav that Klal Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael, finds itself in? So that Tiferes Shloime writes as follows, that the Rishonim already ask a question. Mai mal yisa mimidis hayira. What's the gewaldige mala that a person has yira shamayim? Haloi gam michaya ma'ari v'doiv umay udam ro gam ken yesh lo pachad. If a person's walking along the street and there's a wild animal or a dangerous person coming towards him, he'll also have a pachad and a yira. So when we speak about yira shamayim, are we chas v'shulim equating, what's the difference, this type of yira to that type of yira? I'm scared of a wild animal. I'm scared of a wild person. Lahavdil, I'm scared of Hashem as well, because he's stronger than me. He can do things that I can't defend myself. Is that a mala to say that's the gewaldige mala of Yira Shemayim? I'm equating the Rabbeinu Shloim Kaviyuchel Chas V'Shulem like I have the Yira from a wild animal. Why is that a mala, that we should be scared of Hashem like we would be scared of a wild animal? What's the greatest chashivas? What's the greatest mala in avoidus Hashem? Azoi fregen the Rishonim, and the Tver Shloima brings that question, and we'll come back to his answer soon. The Minhag HaOlam is, we always start Slichas, first day Slichas, either Motzeh Shabbos or early Sunday morning. It's always after Shabbos. Why? Zuk de Leket Yosha, in the name of the Trimus Hadeshim. LaOlam Oimdim B'Yoim Rishon Mipnei Shisumach LaShabbos. We always start on a Sunday because it's straight after Shabbos. And what's the Mala of the Sunday? Says the Leket Yosha, because Shabbos, people are semechim, there's a mitzvah of oinik Shabbos, people are learning more on Shabbos. Therefore, zuk the trimus hadeshin as follows. V'omrinon, Chazal tell us egmon Shabbos, daf lamed umebeis, ein ashchin ashoire, loy mitoich atzlus, v'loy mitoich atzvis, elo mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. Lachein toiv, you want to know why we start Slichas straight after Shabbos? Because this is the way how a Yid should be saying Slichas. You should be saying Slichas mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. We see in the words of the Trimus Hadeshin, the Chayre, that the correct mindset, how we should be approaching Rosh Hashanah, is a mindset of a simcha. Loi mitoich atzlus, v'loi mitoich atzvus. A person shouldn't be approaching Rosh Hashanah in a frame mind of atzvus, of depression, of being upset. Yiras Shemayim doesn't mean to be upset and to be depressed. That is a trauma. That's not what is meant by Yiras Shemayim. Yiras Shemayim is mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. And the Mishnah Rebriya writes this very clearly in Siman Tuf Kif Pei Gimel. That's the Siman where the Mechaber tells us, Leil Rosh Hashanah, we eat all the various simunim as a Siman Toiv. Writes the Mishnah Rebriya there these words, Kol Eili Hadvurim Oisim LeSiman Toiv. Therefore, writes the Mishnah Rebriya, it's pushed that a person shouldn't become angry. Because if he becomes angry, that's not a Siman Toiv. Rak yesomeach liboy ibotiach bashem. A person should be someach liboy. He should be feeling happy in his heart. Ibotiach bashem im hateshiva imasim toivim. That's the correct frame of mind a person should be in on Rosh Hashanah. Someach liboy, happy in his heart. Ibotiach bashem. Trust Hashem, imachiva imasim toivim. I once heard a gewaldige gematria about the inyunim of dipping things into honey. One of the gedolim before the war was called the Altstater Rav. His name was Reb Chaim Yitzchok Yeroichim. It was one of the gedolei haposkim. Nei gezuk the gewaldige gematria as follows. When you dip something, even something bitter, into honey, honey is so overpowering, it will break down that thing and it will make it become sweet as well. The gematria of ma is 240. The gematria of davash is 306. 240 and 306 is gematria 546 is gematria musik, sweet. You take something bitter and you put it into the dvash. What happens is that bitter thing will then become in itself, become sweet. Gematria musik, 546. So this is our avoider, to be sameach liboy ibotiach bashem, that all the bitter things are going to turn out to be good. In Parsha Shoftim, there's a pusik, Shema Yisrael, Atem kerevim hayoim lamelchoma. The Rabbi Nishloim prepares Klal Yisrael. How should you approach a battle? Al aloivechem. You're going out to battle against your enemies. Al yerach levavchem. Don't be scared. Ki Hashem lekeichem aholechimuchem lehoshia eschem. Boishim is with you. He's going to save you. In the Sefer Imre Yehida from the Bajana Rebbe, was one of the Gedolei Tzadikim, 200 years ago, he quotes from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov said this pusik is a remez on Rosh Hashanah. We know the Zoya tells us when it's written the word Hayoim, so the Zoya Kudish, Hayoim is a remez to Rosh Hashanah. Shema Yisrael, Atem Kerevim Hayoim Lamelchoma. Comes Rosh Hashanah, Yidn are going out to battle against the Sultan who's being mekatrig on us. Tells us the Baal Shem Tov, Al yerech levavchem, don't be scared. Why? Shebiyomim hanayruim, lo yale klal belev ha'udam, sheyetzoy dina l'rachas v'shulam. A person shouldn't go into Rosh Hashanah with the attitude that things are gloomy, things are terrible, that chas v'shulam is going to have a bad year. Rak yamin sheyetzoy bechitoiv. A person should believe it's all going to be good. If a koyach zois ho emina, and through this emina, mamshech sheyiyakein. He's mamshech that shetaka biso. You might ask, on what grounds is he believing this? Why should he believe this? A yid ho temina, sedzan git, a koyach emina zois, mamshech sheyiyakein. This is, echoes the words of the Mishnah Brira. Should be, sameach liboy ibotiach bashem. The same two yisoidas. B'simcha with bituchen together. And this yisod is very negaya for us now. In these difficult times, coming into Rosh Hashanah, we need to be sameach ibotiach liboy. And the koyach of that amino will be mamshech sazane kityu. In the Sefer Irin Kadishin is brought down that the Heilige Rishnas Chisei Noleini once told the Baal Tefillah who daven Father Omid Yom Deroim, and he told them, Leman Hashem, don't daven mit an atzvus, don't daven with an upset, with a depression, daven mitoich simcha. That's the correct way how to daven. And he told them a mushal. He said, sometimes people, somebody's very upset and he's standing next to you and he's crying and he's sobbing. People don't like it when the person next to you is crying and sobbing. People like to be in a happy frame of mind. So the Heilige Rishna, the Rabbi Nishlam doesn't like it either. The Rabbi Nishlam likes it when Yidn obesimcha. If you want the Rabbi Nishlam to accept your tefillahs, daven mitoich simcha, yispal mitoich simcha, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. The Tiferes Shloime, the Radomsker, on this question which we started off with, which he asked, is Yirsha Hashem just to be scared? So why is it any different than to the Yirifan, a wild animal? So Zuk the Tiferes Shloime, I want to explain to you what is the difference between Lahavdil, Yiras Hashem, fearing Hashem, and the Yira which a person has from a wild animal or from a wild person. Zuk the Tiferes Shloime, these words. When a person is confronted by a wild animal and he's scared, he's running away for his life, ha'udam metzapa sheyivrach min hayira hazi. What the person wants is a vilputaverim from this yira. He's running away from this yira. He doesn't want to have this yira. He wants to be free from the situation in which he finds himself in. Vitzali betzahiloi im yuvo yira zilafunov. He's got a gavaldi getzah from the situation in which he finds himself. He needs to extricate himself from his terrible, difficult position. And Kal v'chaymer of the Tiferes Shloime, he's got no simcha from this tzar. Avol hayira machmas haboyre burachi, but the yira which a person has from Hashem, just the opposite. Udam metzapa leyirazi. A person waits for this yira. Like we see in Medrash Rabbah, that the Rabbi Nishlam said to David HaMelech, David, if you want to live, you need to have Yira Shemayim. Shenema Pusikim Mishli in Perik Yid, Yiras Hashem Toisif Yumim. Yiras Hashem adds life. Nimsa Zuk the Tveshloime, Yiras Hashem is the total opposite from a physical Yira. Physical Yira brings a person to high blood pressure, brings him to heart conditions. It's not healthy for him. The person is panicking. He's upset. He's depressed. He's suffering a trauma. He wants to get out of it. That's a physical yira. A spiritual yira, yira from the Rebbeinu Shloim, zuktet fresh loima, a person doesn't want to release himself forget. He wants to be zoicha to such a yira because that yir shamayim will fill him with simcha. V'udom kasha yagilo yishamayim, yeshloi miyad simcha betzidoi. That yishamayim brings him to simcha. Says it fresh loimer. This is why we have the two psikim, ivdias Hashem beyira, ivdias Hashem besimcha. L'chore, it's a contradiction. If it's beyira, it's not besimcha. If it's besimcha, it's not beyira. This is a contradiction when we're speaking about a physical fear. Yiras Shamayim, a spiritual fear, is the Yiras Shamayim brings a person to Simcha, and this brings him to Arichas Yom. Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky, Zechayin Levrucha, once asked the Ger Rebbe, he heard that in Ger, the whole davening, Yom Neruim, is ein ganze lange nigger, mezingt, afile, the shamnis mit Allah, and everything is singing. So he asked him, singing, why, how could be Yom Neruim, there's so much singing going on? And the Ger Rebbe answered him back this yesod. He said, without simcha, even all the bechiyos and all the za'ukos will not help to hashuas hashchina. You want to be zoicha to Ashur's Hashchina, it can't come merely through Bechia. It has to come mitoich Simcha Shal Mitzvah. And this is why we find on Rosh Hashanah a unique combination of Yira and Simcha together. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Tuf Kiv Pei Beis, Einai Oime Moy Adim LeSimcha Chagim Izmanim LeSusin. Rosh Hashanah, we don't say this nisach, which we say by the Shula Shagulim. It's not the Zman to say these type of words. And similarly, the Mishabrira quotes in the name of the Mashal, that lo yilbash b'Rosh Hashanah big day rikma im meshi kibashai yontav, you shouldn't wear your most beautiful clothes, and ladies shouldn't wear the most beautiful jewelry that they wear on other Yom Tovim, for us, Diyehei Moira Hadin Olav. So Yom Hadin, so you shouldn't be wearing your best clothes. Ela Yilbash Begudim Levoim Noim. Should wear nice, good clothes, but not those clothes that you wear other Yom Tovim. So for one side, we see very clearly this Yisod of the Yom Hadin is Nishkin Yom Simcha. On the other hand, writes the Torah, and as I state in Shulchan Aruch, it's forbidden to fast on Rosh Hashanah. And Nishno, you're not allowed to fast. But oichlim v'shoisim v'semeichim. This is the lushim from the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. Oichlim v'shoisim isemeichim v'ei mis'anim b'Rosh Hashanah. Writes the Mishnah Brira, afshi yoim aden. So you might ask, so what's this semeichim about? Mikol mukhoim mitzvah shel v'samachta b'chagecho shayich gamboi. Even so, there's still a mitzvah of a samachta v'chagecha paskins the Mishabira on Rosh Hashanah. Shegam hi bichlal chag. Rosh Hashanah is referred to as a chag. Kedichsiv bakesa layoim chageini. So how does it go together? Here we're told, it's a yoim adin. Don't wear your best clothes. Don't say my adim l'simcha chagim is mam l'susoin. But yet on the other hand, oichlim v'shoisim ismeichim. And you go mitzvah v'samachta v'chagecha. Explains the Chotke v'Rebbe in the Sefer Ginza Yisrael as follows. The Zelbe Yisod, like the Tver Shloime. There's two types of pachad a person can have. And sometimes a person has a pachad. And he thinks this pachad is a genuine Yiras Shamayim. And it isn't. How can a person know when the pachad that he has, this is a pachad which comes from Yiras Hashem, and when it is what he calls a pachad shov, an empty pachad for no reason? Writes the Rebbe, the Zelbi Sodvit Fresh Loimer. When a person has a pachad, which is not a pachad from Yiras Hashem, that pachad will make him feel upset, will make him feel depressed, he'll feel low, he'll feel like giving up. But the pachad which comes from Yiras Hashem, he meshitef im chedva v'simcha. This is a pachad which goes together with a simcha. Says the Rebbe, this is what we say in the Tfilas from Yom Neruim. We ask, please, Rabbeinu Shloilam, v'chein tein pachtecho, please, Rabbeinu Shloilam, give your pachad, v'imoschol kol ma'ashe barusav, yiricha kol amasim. And we finish off and we say, after that, v'chein tzadikim yiri v'yismuchi v'yeshurim yaloizi v'chasidim barina yogili. You know what the siman for emesa Yerushimayim if a chayin tein pachdach Hashem lakeini? When is it emesa pachad Hashem? When the result, when what comes out is with a chayin tzadikim yiri v'yismuchi. And as I shrapt Rabbeinu Yoina very clearly this yisod, writes Rabbeinu Yoina as follows: Eitzel busa v'dom hayira v'asimcha dova v'hefeichoy. It's two opposites; they don't go together. When a person is scared from somebody else, he oimed v'nis v'doig. He's worrying. Aval kodesh baruch hu einoy kein ki adrabba kashuudem mizboinim begadlisoy v'yur mipunov yismach v'yugel ba'oseyira. So therefore, to come back now to our opening words, this year more than other years, many people are approaching Rosh Hashanah with a gewaldige yira, looking at the matzav which Klal Yisrael finds itself in. Nobody can remember since the Second World War such a difficult year like we have all undergone this last year, everything which has taken place. And people are worried, and there's a gewaldige pachad and a gewaldige trepidation coming up to Rosh Hashanah, zoichalim v'royadim. And a person might think, oh, this is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. No, this year, for once, I've got the right frame of mind. This year, finally, I've got the right frame of mind going into Rosh Hashanah. And the answer is no. That's the wrong frame of mind. That's not what is meant. We shouldn't be going into Rosh Hashanah with a panic, with a trauma, worrying what's going to be. And when we say the chayim tein pachtecho, we don't mean missiles, and we don't mean Hezbollah and the Hamas. The chayim tein pachtecho Hashem lekeini, we mean such a pachad which is going to bring the chayim tzadikim yiri v'yismuchi v'yishum yaloizi. This is what we mean. But the question remains: at the end of the day, it's easy to say, but unfortunately, we know the metzias is that Yidden, we are very worried, and we are very concerned. So the answer is, tells us the Mishabira, the Eitzah is, that you should be Sumeyach Liboy Ibotiyach Bashem. Explains the Baal Shem Tov, Shema Yisrael Atem Krevim Hayoim Lamelchuma Al Yerech Levavchem. Why, says the Baal Shem Tov, you should be Besimcha that Hashem's going to save you. Ah, Zoi, on what grounds is he going to save us? Writes the Baal Shem Tov, if your ma'amin and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, with that emina, he's going to save you. And I want to explain this, because this is a yesoidistika inyan. That through bituchen, even when a person is not on a high level, if he has bituchen, he can be zoicha to gewaldige yeshia. There's a medrash Tehillim, in Perik Lamed Aleph as follows. This is on the Pusik, Mizmoy LeDovid, Bechu Hashem Chosisi. Says, David HaMelech, Rabbi Hashem, I've put my trust in you. Beshu SheYisrael Nechnusen LeButei K'nisiyos. When Yidden come into Sheol, V'oimrim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And they say to Hashem, Guoy Laisuni, Rabbein Shem, redeem us. Oim Alehem says back the Rabbein Shloilem, Yesh Tzadikim Beneichem, V'yirei Shemayim. Do you have great Tzadikim who are going to intercede, or able to intercede on your behalf? V'hein Oimrim, and Klal Yisrael says, I'm sorry, we haven't. L'sha'ova, once upon a time, B'mei Avoseini, B'mei Moshe, V'aroin, Hoi ben tzadikim, segwein gewaldige tzadikim, aber achshav now, mipnei avoy deseini, nesvi mimeni, shenem ebnei haru nesaf. We don't have, Rabbein Hashem, anybody to intercede on our behalf. Oim elem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rabbein Hashem back to Klal Yisrael, bitchi b'shmi, trust in my name, v'hi oimed aleichem, and I will protect you. Shenema yiftach b'shem Hashem. V'loma, shekol mi shubeteach b'shmi, ani matziloi. Anybody puts his trust in me, I will save him. Oma David, hoil v'kachi habituchen. If this is the power of bituchen, shekol habiteach b'chuat matziloi, b'chu ani b'teach. Zog de medish, das ist pshat in der Pusik, mizmel adovid, b'cho Hashem chosisi. One medish. I want to quote a second medish. In medish Tehillim again, on the Pusik, in Perichof Hei, Eloikai, b'cho botachti, ale voishel oilam. Says David HaMelech, Rabbein Hashem, I've put my trust in you. Please don't for shame me. Gam kol koivecho, lo yevoshi, and all those that put their trust in you shouldn't be for shamed. Zuk the medrash as follows: Masa b'shoimrei Medina. There was a masa with the soldiers, or the policemen of a particular country. They were patrolling, and they found a fellow. Don't know what he was doing, and they arrested him. Va'oma, and this fellow said, "Al tikini, don't hit me, ki ben beisoy shel melech uni." I belong to the household of the king. Then they heard him. He's one of the household of the king. So they didn't touch him. In the morning, they brought this fellow in front of the king. They said to the king, "Do you recognize this person?" He says, "No, never seen him before, don't know who he is." So they told him, "We're about to hit him." And he said, "Don't hit me, because," he said, "it's from your household." So the king said back to them, said as follows, Omalahem, hoil v'butach bi hinichili. It's true, he's not from my household. I've never seen him before. But because he said that, he said, please, in the merit of the king, so said the king, what you did was right. V'chein David oimer, Elokai b'chu b'tachti, v'lo yani b'vad am gam kol koivecho lo yevoshi. So you see from this medrash, this fellow wasn't really from the household of the king. He just said it. And yet the king, not only was he not angry that this fellow had gone and used his protexia wrongly, he was actually happy. If that's what he said, then you were right not to hit him. If somebody says he's from my household, you don't touch that person. The Vilna Gaon used to say over that there's a medrash on the Pusik, Haboiteich Ba'ashem, Chesed Yesoiveveni, Sha'afila Rusha, Iboiteich Ba'ashem, Chesed Yesoiveveni. Even somebody who is a Rusha, and he says he's Boiteich Ba'ashem, he will be Zoicha, Chesed Yesoiveveni. And in the Sefer, Dugma Midakei Ovi, writes the son of the Chofetz Chaim Reb Leib, that he showed this father Chofetz Chaim this medrash which we just said over now, and said, "Efshed, this was the kavun of the Vilna Gaon, because this medrash speaking about a fellow was an imposter. He said, I'm from the household of the king, and he wasn't really." So you see from this medrash that even somebody is not worthy of being helped, but he said, "I'm from the king's people." Or to zoyche gvein to yeshia. So see here this gewaldig yesod, haboteich b'ashem. Somebody who's boteich b'ashem, afila he's a rusha, chesed yesoiveveni. Now the Eis Yosef asks, if he's a rusha, so what meaning does his betuchen have? Well, make up your mind, if you're boteich b'ashem, then how can you be a rusha? So writes the Eis Yosef as follows, Unfortunately, people are not on the madriga that they should be. But when a person has a bituchen, what he's saying is, he's showing that deep down, he wants to do the rutzon Hashem. And therefore, the aveis which he's doing are not with the ganzer hearts. So, he's a rusha, but he still has bituchen. Chesed yisoyve veni. It shows that aveis are not genuine. So now to come back to the original words of the Chofetz Chaim. Writes the Chofetz Chaim, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, a person has to be Sameach Liboy Ibotiach Bashem. He has to put his trust in Hashem, but Teshivusoy Ibamasim Toivim, there'll be Zolcha to good year. And the question is, Azoi, Botiach Bashem, on what grounds? What grounds do you have to be Botiach? The Baal Shem Tov said, Shema Yisrael, Atem Krevim Hayim Lamechume, Al Yerech Levavchem. Why? You should be Ma'amim Bashem. That's going to be good. Said the Baal Shem Tov, the Schiz for Namina, you'll make it be good. Azoi, how does this work? The answer is, V'al B'teich Bashem. When Yidden have B'tuchen in Hashem, they are saying, L'man Chu Eloikim Chayim. I'm from your household, Rabbi Shem. Avini Malkeini, Asei L'man Shemecho. I'm from your household. And that's Schiz alone, a person can be Zoicha to Allah Bruchas. The boyshim zol health and taka. We should be zoicha to come to this madrega. Ever v'chein tein pachtachu Hashem eleini, and we should be zoicha v'chein tzadikim yiri v'yismuchi v'yishurim yaloizi v'chasidim berina yogili meteksive v'chasim etoyve eshnas gila v'yishia luni lechol yisrael. Amen.